Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Impala Films presents Haunted, the audio drama. Season 2, Episode 12, The Children of Little Hope. Part 1 of 4, written by Jamie Evans.
What took you so long? Damn it, Carl! Carl, get out here!
Honey, you're home!
Cut it out, Carl! What are you doing here?
You never welcome me with the sort of warmth I expect.
I can't imagine why. Ruby is with you, I suppose.
Hello, Mr. Hunter. It's good to see you again.
Ruby Williamson, how have you been since the night at the prom?
Very well, thank you. Carl has been teaching me.
I wouldn't want any knowledge he has to teach.
I thought you'd feel that way.
You two went to Gerald Hornchurch's apartment, didn't you? You're the ones who trashed Arrow Heights. I should have known.
Ruby has grown considerably in power under my tutelage.
Please, please tell me you didn't kill him.
For once, James, you might be surprised.
Help me, please!
Shut up.
He's a rather pathetic creature, isn't he?
Mr. Hornchurch, I'm James Hunter. Have they hurt you?
They're animals! Help!
Carl!
Animals? We're the animals. After what you've done.
Don't hit him again.
Why do you care so much?
See, this is why you and I went our separate ways, Carl. I don't need a reason not to hurt people.
He deserves it.
Please, please don't be like him.
I know that you mean well, Mr. Hunter, but honestly, I've been better with Carl than if I'd have stayed with you. This morality you impose. You keep people weak. Keep yourself weak. With you, people like the Isabella Marwoods and Grace Goodwins of the world can hurt me. With Carl, nobody can hurt me now. See?
Am I supposed to be impressed?
What?
Oh, you can throw things around now. Smash up the place. Hurt people. That's not impressive. Hurting people, destroying things, that's not strength, it's weakness.
Here comes the sermon. St. James, better than all of us.
No, no I'm not. You proved that already with Theo and the vampires.
For what it's worth, James, I am sorry about that. It was a necessary part of the process, I'm afraid. Not my decision, I assure you. I always knew that would be the real stumbling block for you.
What are you talking about?
Project Indigo. The next steps in Marwood's master plan. You needed to kill. You needed to give in.
I am tired of you talking in riddles or giving me stingily doled out tidbits. If you know what Project Indigo is, just tell me and be done with it. Instead of leading me on these goose chases.
That's just it, James. This is the end of the goose chase. I don't know all there is to know about Project Indigo. I've only ever been a few steps ahead of you. I want us to cross the finish line like old times. Together. James, I wish things could be different, brother. I mean that. But They can't. What was done to us was horrific, and we cannot run from it anymore.
Riddles again.
Not for long now, I promise. This man right here, Hornchurch, he contacted you and said he had information on Project Indigo, didn't he?
That's right.
No, James. He is Project Indigo. One of Marwood's top researchers, aren't you?
Oh, please, forgive me.
Once I show you what we have seen, James, I hope you will appreciate how much of a monumental effort it is costing me to not skin this wretch alive right now.
You want points for not killing him.
You will too when you see what they've done. Ruby, ready the train. Come on, Hornchurch.
Where are we going?
To see the truth. The reality of what Project Indigo really is.
I can't. Abigail will be back. She'll be expecting me.
First time I've ever heard of a man so henpecked when he isn't even doing the deed. I presume you haven't.
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous and vulgar.
Your little sidekick will be fine. Deputy Dan, the policeman, will look after her. With or without you, I'm going to confront Marwood and put an end to Project Indigo once and for all. If you're okay missing out, then be my guest.
Wait. I'll come.
Excellent. I packed a bottle of whiskey for the journey.
It's not just called whiskey, is it? I've had my fill of knockoffs for the day.
For our big reunion? Of course not. In fact, I think you'll find it a rather excellent vintage. Full speed ahead. Next stop, Little Hope's Orphanage.
So it isn't a service line after all. What are we walking into?
No. James. Why? Why are you with him? Ugh! Oh, ah, shit! Damn it! Why is everything so fucked up? Dan? Dan, it's me,
Miss Corbin?
Yes? Hello? Who is this?
Miss Corbin, I believe Dan may have mentioned me to you. My name is Eliza Wu.
The mystery woman.
If you like. You should come to Forsham General Hospital as quick as you can. Dan needs you.
Dan? What happened? Is he okay?
Just get here. Oak Tree Ward.
Jesus H. Christ. What happened? Ah!
You're awake.
Eliza, you came.
As fast as I could. Sorry I wasn't here sooner.
Where am I? What happened?
How much do you remember?
I had a fight with Abigail. A big one. I got in the car and... Oh, shit. I was driving too fast. I saw headlights and then... That's it. Take it, I crashed.
That's an understatement. Having seen the wreckage, I'd say you're lucky to be in one piece.
My whole body aches.
Of course it does. You didn't think you'd walk away from a wreck like that unscathed, did you? You're not Superman.
How bad is it?
Honestly, not that bad considering. You're pretty bruised all over. And you'll have some nasty looking cuts for a while. In terms of more serious injuries, you've cracked two ribs on your right side, and they had to pop your left shoulder back in its socket. You've broken two fingers on the same hand, and you've got whiplash in your neck.
Not that bad!
Like I said, considering the wreck I saw, you're lucky you didn't lose a limb.
Oh shit, the others, the people I hit, who are they? Are they okay?
A mother and daughter, and the daughter's friend. The mother is the head of the police department.
Sherry and Elizabeth.
You know them?
Yeah, sort of.
Small world. Well, they too were going too fast. So, to whose fault the incident is, it's difficult to say right now.
It's mine.
They were speeding too.
I'm a police officer. I let emotions from my personal life affect my judgment. That means it's my fault.
You're always playing the boy scout.
Oh, ta-ha. Tell me how Sherry and Elizabeth are.
They'll live, don't worry. The girl's friend's hurt the most. He's in intensive care.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Idiot! Dan, you idiot! Idiot! Idiot!
Stop that. Self-pity will not get you anywhere. Besides, you'll pull your heart monitor. Anyway, I brought you something.
A syringe? What the fuck is that?
It's to help you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know what that is, or even who you really are.
It's a special solution that will dull your pain without compromising any of your cognitive function. You're going to need it if you want to leave this bed any time in the next few days.
Why would you have that? It's about time you gave me some answers, Eliza.
I work for a very special organisation that has an interest in remaining out of the public's consciousness. I can't go into the whole history of it right now, but believe me, we're against the people running the orphanage, and we're out to stop Project Indigo. That means me and you are on the same team.
You were right about James.
Huh?
I can't trust him. He's lied to us. Elizabeth, the girl in the car wreck, showed me a photo that proved James had left the orphanage before he said he had. Then, Norman Grady, the police commissioner, told me James Hunter is way older than we thought. The people who run these orphanages, they...
are able to extend their lifespan, yes. We've known about that for some time. But we've never been able to understand how.
There's an island in the North Sea. It's trapped in a separate dimension. James called it a splinter. A splinter of reality. They make this liquid there, this black stuff. It keeps them alive, but destroys their ability to have children.
I see. Well done, Dan Cowell. We've been trying for centuries to learn that secret. I knew you'd be a valuable asset.
Oh, gee, thanks. Ah, fuck, I can barely move with these ribs.
That's why you should take the injection.
Okay, go on. I trust you.
It will take effect rapidly.
Dan! Oh, you must be Eliza.
Abigail, what are you doing here?
I called her.
I came straight away.
But our argument... how?
You deserve that if you think one argument would stop me coming to see you.
Where's James?
Gone. He got on a train with Carl Trevino.
I knew it!
A train where?
I don't know, but Gerald Hornchurch was with him. He's still alive.
He's the guy who called us here. He's...
part of Project Indigo. We believe there's a facility not far from here, accessible by train, where a good deal of Project Indigo's research has been carried out. If James and Carl are going there, we need to get going now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Gerald Hornchurch.
Hello, yes?
I'm James Hunter. You sent a message to my friend Abigail asking us to come here.
Yes, that's right. Unfortunately, you were a little too late.
I'm sorry about that.
Don't be. I should be the one who's sorry.
Were you part of Project Indigo?
Yes.
For how long?
Too long.
That doesn't answer my question.
I joined the project at the turn of the century.
1999?
No, not this century, the last century. I joined in 1899.
So you're older than you look. The liquid from Silver Pit Island.
Yes, I'd heard you'd been there, causing a ruckus as usual.
How old are you, Gerald?
To be honest with you, Mr. Hunter, I'm not entirely sure. 150, I think, possibly 151. Once you pass 100, the years rather start to blur into one.
I have so many questions about Project Indigo.
You won't have time to ask them, I'm afraid. Miss Trevino and Miss Williamson mean to kill me.
I'll protect you.
I applaud your spirit, Mr. Hunter, but the truth is, I don't deserve to be saved. The things we've done as part of Project Indigo, the things I've done, those children.
The Black-Eyed Children? What are they? How do they tie into the project? Why did you bring them home?
I thought after 100 years, conscience wouldn't be something I'd have to worry about, but much to my surprise, I found myself overcome with guilt recently. I had to try and save them.
Gerald, please. If we could just start at the beginning. What is the purpose of Project Indigo?
I had to try, don't you see? It was the only thing I could do, the only way to even begin making amends. But I was a fool.
Gerald.
An absolute fool.
Gerald, please.
They cannot live normal lives.
Gerald.
Mr. Hunter, listen to me. I am sorry. I am so very sorry for everything I've done. Even if I lived another 1,000 years, I could not repent for the evil I've wrought upon the lives of mere children. Listen to me, Mr. Hunter, listen to me!
I'm listening.
I tried to save the Black-Eyed Children, but they cannot be saved. I see that now. Must stop them. You must destroy them. I'm afraid I cannot. Only oblivion awaits me now.
No! What's going on?
Dr. Hornchurch. He just tries to kill himself by driving a pen through his eye.
Oh, please, let me end it. I deserve death. Oh.
Deserve? Deserve? For what you did? The only thing you deserve is to have the same suffering you inflicted delivered upon you 10 times.
Oh, my hand! Oh, God, my hand!
Stop it, Ruby, stop it!
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please. Please. I take it all back. I wish I could take it all back.
Ruby! Ruby, stop now. Go to the driver's compartment, Ruby. Make sure everything is okay. Cool off.
Yes.
What have you done with that girl, Carl? She's as vicious and rage-filled as you are.
You're not around Abigail anymore, James. You don't need to pretend that same rage doesn't eat away at you too. I know it does. I saw a glimpse of it the day you killed Theo. It's the rage of all Indigo children.
That will never happen again.
I wouldn't be so quick to say so, old friend. When I show you the facility, what Project Indigo really is, then you'll understand that Ruby and I are being exceptionally calm right now.
Dan, Abigail!
Oh, I'm so sorry, Elizabeth. Sherry, are you okay?
It wasn't your fault. It was mine. I was driving too fast.
Glad you're okay. What happened to your arm?
A dislocation. They popped it back in, but the tendons are sprained or something.
You two, you're James Hunter's friends, aren't you?
That's right.
Do you know what's happening?
Not yet, I'm afraid.
There have been more sightings of the Black-Eyed Children whilst you've been in hospital. As the children continue to run wild, more and more sightings will occur.
I'm afraid I don't know you, Miss...
I'm a friend. Let's leave it at that.
Who else was in the car?
Mark.
He's in bad shape. They've got him up in intensive care.
Damn it. I shouldn't have let this happen. Norman was wrong. I'm not equipped to handle this.
Norman Grady, the police commissioner.
That's right.
You're friends with him.
I wouldn't say friends. He's my boss. I'm a police officer too, from Greenvale. He just promoted me to his new task force dealing with the supernatural.
Norman Grady is the reason we're fleeing town.
What happened?
I couldn't live a lie anymore. Couldn't be as cold as he needed me to be.
Covering up evidence?
And worse.
It isn't her fault, you have to understand.
Whoa, it's okay, Elizabeth. I'm not judging. Mrs. Barson, may I call you Sherry?
Yes, that would be okay.
You were here during the first set of sightings, right? When your daughter was only 7.
Yes, I was a beat cop at the time. I happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and saw something I shouldn't. The black-eyed children. Elizabeth also saw one at her school.
Norman Grady, as part of this task force that apparently now exists, showed up to wipe away all of the evidence, yes?
That's right. National security and public interest, he said.
He tried to kill you too, didn't he?
How do you know that?
It's the logical thing. He wants to wipe out the witnesses. Sherry and Elizabeth saw something.
Is that true, Mum?
Yes, it is true. He...
Don't mind me, Superintendent. I'm just checking this patient's vitals.
No worries, Larry. Norman came to the house and tried to silence us. So I made a deal with the devil.
You agreed to cover up any future sightings in exchange for your lives.
That's right. It was the only way I could think to protect my daughter. I'm so sorry, Elizabeth. I couldn't let anything happen to you.
It's okay, Mum.
Exactly as we thought. The black-eyed children must come from the facility nearby. That's why it's benefited Norman to have someone local to keep an eye on things.
We've carried on that way for years without anything particularly bad happening. Until now. He wanted me to kill Elizabeth's friend, Mark. No witnesses, he said.
This is the man you put your trust in.
Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black, don't you think?
Emergency call. Intensive care. Report immediately.
Oh, I have to go. I'll be right back.
Intensive care, that's Mark!
Whoa, hold steady. You guys need rest. We'll go take a look.
But he's my friend!
It's okay, Elizabeth. Let them go. I'm sure they'll let us know if anything is wrong.
We'll be right back. Anyone know which way intensive care is?
Next left, one floor down.
I've never seen anything like this. What is this stuff? You can't be in here.
Police!
Don't care, get out.
We have to go, Dan.
He's dying!
There's nothing we can do, come on.
Did you see him? He was choking on that same black gunk James and I found at Hornchurch's apartment.
You think the black-eyed kids got into the hospital somehow?
Well, somebody did.
If we get out of this, Elizabeth... I think it's time we moved out of Horsham, don't you?
Definitely. Where were you thinking?
I always liked the idea of somewhere on the coast. Cornwall, maybe.
Cornwall would be nice.
Would you still come with me?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Even after everything I've done?
Mum, you have to stop guilt-tripping yourself over that.
How could I?
I'm not saying it was a good thing you did, but definitely a normal thing. Any parent would do anything to protect their kid, right? Even something horrible.
I wish that made me feel better.
What's going on?
Hopefully just a power cut. There should be a backup generator in a moment.
That woman with Abigail and Dan, she said the number of sightings were going up. The black-eyed children might be here.
We don't know that for sure.
Maybe not, but it feels like it. You feel it too, right? This isn't like the smaller sightings. This is big. Like before, when the mill burnt down.
Maybe it's time this all came to an end.
I couldn't agree more, Superintendent.
Norman! Is that you?
You didn't think I'd leave town with so much unfinished business, did you?
That looks like the stuff that got on Ben.
Make your peace, ladies. No.
witnesses.
Starring Jamie Evans as James Hunter, Isabella Barbieri as Abigail Corbin, and Luke Hunter as Dan Cowell. Also featuring Phoebe Elizabeth Royal, Leanne Herring, Michael Heath, Benton Hodges, Rajni Hall, and David Gardner as Carl Trevino, David Anthony Green. Haunted, the audio drama, is created by Jamie Evans, with all episodes produced and directed by Jamie Evans and Benton Hodges. Audio engineering by Benton Hodges and Jamie Evans. Haunted is a production of Impala Films and is recorded at Three Sprite Media Studios, with special thanks to Duncan Newham for equipment support. Opening and closing themes by James Crow. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation. Come back next week for the next exciting chapter of Haunted, the audio drama.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.